Day 36, Destined for Greatness. Genesis 12, verses 2 to 3 say this: I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. I always knew I was destined for greatness, said Oprah Winfrey in an interview recently. This may seem a bold statement, but it is the truth for her and for us. Did you know that God has destined you for greatness? We may have different definitions of what greatness looks like, but God made your life to be significant. In this scripture, we read how God spoke to Abraham and wanted him to understand that he was born to have great influence, that through him and his children, the world would be blessed. Abraham was an impotent old man at this time, and I'm sure he did not feel special, but God called him great. To many, the church does not look like a credible answer to the overwhelming social needs in our neighborhoods, but God has destined us for greatness. Through our lives together, we can bring change and hope. Remember that David was overlooked, but became an outstanding king, led the nation, and was a hero for his people. The journey to greatness does not usually start in a promising place. As Riley describes for us, from nobody to upstart, from upstart to contender, from contender to winner, from winner to champion, from champion to dynasty. This is the path of many who discover they can win, like Eric Liddell. Eric Liddell was born to missionary parents who lived in northern China. His early years were spent in the London Missionary Society compound. Eric excelled in athletics and rugby, but an event that took place in 1921 changed the direction of his life. Eric was invited to speak about his Christian faith at a public meeting. This was reported in the Scottish press, and Eric started to receive many invitations to share the gospel. He also continued running and was getting faster and faster. He qualified for the 1924 Paris Olympics and gained notoriety when he refused to run in three events because they had been scheduled to run on Sunday. Harold Abrahams won gold in the 100 metres, the race that Eric had refused to run in. Eric won bronze in the 200 metres, a race in which he was not expected to do well. He also competed in the 400 metres, where there was even less chance, or so the experts thought. Eric not only won the race, but set a new world record. Eric had gone from being a Scottish hero to a coward and traitor, and back to the national hero. Within 18 months of the Olympics, Eric Liddell had given up athletics and was on his way to China, at a time when the country was in turmoil and the communists were fighting for power. Eric Liddell gave up a life of fame in this world to serve God in China during time of war and difficulty. He was a hero to Scotland because he could run fast, but a friend to the Chinese as he shared Jesus. Eric balanced both his natural and spiritual gifts and achieved greatness in both. Greatness is going to look different to each one of us. Most of us will never stand on podiums receiving gold medals of honour, but instead our greatness will be written on the hearts of men and women who are touched by our lives. Whether in the glare of media or in the slum of a third world, you were destined for greatness, and your life should leave a blessing behind you. Let your life of generosity, action, wisdom, and compassion leave a trail of goodness that will honour you with greatness. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all those who have run their race with courage and conviction and left a legacy of greatness. Father, show me where you want me to give my life and to whom. I thank you for those who have poured out their lives for the broken, but still excelled in their everyday responsibilities too. Teach me to hold my natural and my spiritual callings in balance. Amen.